When you don't have access to a radio or computer, listen to us on your mobile device. Download the free app for Android or iPhone at radioonthego.com. Stay connected all the time to 104.9 KLMJ. Radio on the go.
Attention valued customers of First Bank Hampton. This is Dave Huberger, and we're getting ready for a fresh, exciting update coming your way. We're thrilled to announce that our lobby will be refreshed to serve you better than ever before. Picture this: modern, spacious, and designed with your comfort in mind. Services will not be disrupted during our lobby refresh, and you can continue to shop and conduct your daily banking. We can't wait to share a new welcoming atmosphere with you. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.
Welcome to the First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program. Newsmaker is an informative local broadcast presented Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ with interviews available in their entirety online at radioonthego.com. Each day, newsmakers from Hampton, Franklin County, and around the broadcast area visit with Radio on the Go about events, meetings, public policy, and issues affecting our area. And now, here's today's Newsmaker program presented by First Bank Hampton, home of Nest Egg.
Joining us today on the Newsmakers, Hampton City Manager Ron Dunt. What we're going to talk about today is basically the effects of some recent legislation that was passed in the legislature. And what we're most focused on here today is House File 718. And Ron, thanks for joining us here today. Appreciate it.
Sure.
So can you explain what House File 718 is and maybe its impact on cities here in years to come?
Yeah, there are a number of different divisions to House File 718 that will impact cities. Division 2 is probably the biggest one, and that's the consolidation of the levies. And then it creates a newly defined adjusted general fund levy. So there were many different levies that city could use in the past under the category of general fund. And they've eliminated a number of them. I think there's like 16 or so they've eliminated. The two that impact us are the library levy and the emergency levy were the two that we used in the current fiscal year that will no longer be. And then they've also, Division 5 was a new homestead exemption for residential property owners over the age of 65. There's a new military service exemption expansion. And then the property tax abatement program, there's some changes to that requiring a minimum assessment agreement on future tax abatement applications. And then there's also the county auditor has to report certain types of, has to distinguish revaluation versus like new construction for valuation. And there'll be a new statement that has to be mailed to each property owner. That's new. Cities, counties, and schools will provide information to the auditor. They will then put it together in a mailer and mail it to property owners. There's some changes to the budget timelines, forms, and hearing processes. So there's a couple other changes regarding bonding and elections. So quite a few changes. And, you know, these are all in addition to prior changes that we've seen, you know, in the past 20 years for city budgeting. You know, back in 2013, the legislature, they changed commercial property taxation. It used to be that commercial properties, they had an assessed value and then they were taxed at 100% of that assessed value. Well, they changed that and they rolled that back to 90%. And then they also offer a business property tax credit that in prior years, businesses would have to actually apply, fill out an application for that. They've changed that now. It's just an automatic exemption or a credit. Also in 2013, they started phasing out commercial residential properties such as apartment buildings, anything triplex and greater that people are living in. They went from being taxed at the commercial rate to a residential rate. So they phased it in, and as of fiscal year 23, apartment buildings and other, you know, like assisted living facilities, they get the same rollback as a single family dwelling. So that's, you know, a substantial hit decrease in commercial revenues. Also, another change that they did was for a commercial property, the first $150,000 of assessed value will be taxed with the same rollback as residential. So if you have a commercial property in downtown Hampton that is valued at under $150,000, you're going to see the same rollback as a single family dwelling. So, and we have a number of properties in Hampton, commercial properties that are assessed at less than $150,000. So that'll be noticeable as well. Also, in addition to all that, the rollback, which is basically from the 1970s, I believe, the rollback is going from 54% in the current year. The rollback for fiscal year 25 for residential will be 46%. So in the current fiscal year, a $100,000 house would be taxed on $54,000 of value. In the next fiscal year, a $100,000 house will be taxed on $46,000 of taxable value. So that's going to have an impact as well. So there are a number of things that are impacting city budgets and counties and schools. I don't really have a feel exactly for what the number is going to be, what the impact will be until we get valuations from the county and we start plugging in numbers.
Again, we're joined by Hampton City Manager Ron Dunn talking about what he's referencing there was House File 718 and how things have changed under that legislation and the impact it could have on the cities. Now, you're saying off air, you have no idea what the numbers are, and I think you just reiterated to it as well, but come around here in a month or so, I mean, you start the budget hearings themselves, you start setting the next city's fiscal year budget, I assume. How do you proceed with that?
Well, we should have a pretty good idea in January. We'll receive our updated taxable valuations. That will have run through the whole process. It will have, you know, implemented the rollback and the new valuations, any new construction, so that it'll spit out a taxable value for us. And once we get those numbers, then we can, you know, compare it to last year. And then with House File 718, there's a new process. It's kind of a three-tiered process. So the impact for communities is going to depend on the growth that they have from year to year. So it depends on what our taxable value is. If there's less than 3% growth, then we may see minimal changes. But the problem is we're going to see limitations because of that 8% rollback. So it just depends on how much growth we have and then how much that growth gets offset by the rollback. But I would say in January, we'll have solid numbers and then we can start putting together our budget and see where it plays out.
What's interesting too with that budget, you always have things that come out of nowhere. And one thing I remember you mentioned a couple council meetings ago was a city doesn't really budget for the Emerald Ash Bowl, but you had to, in the middle of a fiscal year, so to say, you had to budget for that. Things like that are going to maybe see another hit as well with less money. You know, you have to take care of that. Thus, you may have one less street you can go to because of the money you spend.
Yeah, it's all about prioritizing, you know, with the funds that you have, you have to set priorities on what you can do, what are the wants versus the needs, what has to be done first, and what is going to have to wait for perhaps a year or two. So yeah, there's a lot of unknowns, but you know, we just basically prioritize and then we have to be flexible because things come up that you don't expect and that you got to take care of.
Again, we're joined by Hampton City Manager Ron Dunt as we're talking about House File 718, the budget hearings. I know cities always look forward to those. They'll be starting up here in a couple months to get a better idea of how this will impact the city of Hampton here in January, like you said. And a lot of the information he's been telling us, again, regards that House File 718. Now, I guess before I let you go, is there anything else you'd like to add about House File 718 or the budget meetings that are to come here in the city?
We're just going to do the best we can. We'll see what the valuations are, and we'll just have to prioritize and go from there.
Ron, thanks for the time. Appreciate it, and we'll talk to you down the road.
All right. Thanks, Mitch.
All right. That's Ron Dunn, today's guest on our Newsmaker program.
First Bank Hampton's Newsmaker program can be heard every Monday through Friday on 104.9 FM following KLMJ's News at Noon. To hear today's conversation in its entirety, visit radioonthego.com, click Newsmaker under the News tab. Podcast listeners can follow Newsmaker and listen to other broadcasts on demand by subscribing to the Radio on the Go podcast for free on iTunes and Stitcher. Thanks for listening to today's Newsmaker program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton, home of Nest Egg.
As this year's harvest season comes to a completion, the planning for the next year's crop begins. Hi, this is Brian Crowley at First Bank Hampton. If you're looking to purchase a new or upgrade an existing piece of farm equipment, you can count on First Bank Hampton to provide you with competitive rates and terms. We've been your ag bank for generations, and we're still committed to provide you with all the financial tools you need to run a successful farming operation. Stop in and visit with our ag lending team for more information. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.